When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. You made it all the way through that segment. How'd you like it? Was it like a 5-star segment? Well, prove it to us. We'd love a review and 5 stars if you got the time. Thanks a lot for listening.
Tough out there in the dating world. There's a lot of things to be confused about, for sure. Abby can't figure out why she's locking these dudes down on dating apps. They set up dates, and then dudes are ghosting her and blocking her and stuff even before the date happens. Can't figure out why.
Yeah, like the last 5 guys to ask me out, asked me out, set a date, and then canceled, and then I never heard from them again.
So they're just bailing.
Just completely bailing. They're saying they're going to reschedule. I know what that means. You would just give me another date if you wanted to actually reschedule.
So the inference was that, look, you have just a lot more online than your average bear, right? So if people immediately like swipe on you and they're all into you, oh, she's hot, then they start to do a deep dive. There's a lot more things to have opinions about and a lot more things to say, oh, no. That one thing, nope, on to the next one.
Exactly. So I brought this to the table last week, actually challenged the interns. I'm like, find whatever these dudes are seeing of me on the internet and tell me so I can take it down. Because like you said, there's a lot of content about me and not everything I'm paying attention to, or not everything I am going to clock as maybe a red flag for a dude who wants to date me.
Yeah, you really are at a disadvantage here. You know, as a guy on the outside looking in on dating apps, it just feels like there's so much, and I hate to refer to men and women as this, but there's so much inventory that if you find one little thing, you just feel like there's something on the next swipe that's going to be a little bit better. And that's not the truth.
That's true.
I don't feel like referring to it as inventory is bad, because in the early days of dating, like, it really is just like a marketing scheme. Like, how can you get somebody in front of you so that you can give them a sales pitch? And if whatever you're putting out there on the internet isn't working, then we got to switch strategies.
I mean, wasn't this a running storyline on Seinfeld for years that Jerry would always break up with somebody over one little itty bitty thing?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't watch it that much.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense. And now that one thing isn't just on your profile. For you, they could be searching for you and doing a background, not a background check, but doing a deep dive on you. And off the app, if there's one little thing and you just have so much content that it gives them the opportunity to be more opinionated. Does that make sense?
Exactly. So I asked the interns, I'm like, can you find something about me that I can take down? And they were good interns and they were little kiss ups and didn't find anything good. And instead just made me feel good about myself, which I appreciate. Shout out to y'all. But then
they took it to Kristen, though.
They sure did.
We didn't even ask for it.
No. Then they roasted you. They were really nice to me. They really came for your neck. So then people heard the segment and they thought, I think they were a little too nice for you. Let's just come for your ego just a little bit. And I got some very interesting DMs with people having their own theories. Most of them I felt comfortable enough to share. The first one that really tipped me off was someone saying that they think it's my eyebrows. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say, no, I don't think it is my eyebrows. Or why they're canceling.
I look at you and I don't think twice about your eyebrows.
Not at all.
You know what? Fair, if my eyebrows were whack, that would be if I had bangs and they were covered up in some of my photos and then they saw a photo of me with without bangs and then you could see my whack eyebrows, that would make sense.
You think that must have been advice from a woman, because dudes don't look at eyebrows.
100%.
They look at your smile, then your boobs and your butt.
That's all you need.
That's it.
Really. Yep.
Smile, boobs, butt.
That's it.
Smile, okay. Boobs, butt.
That's what it is.
So we're simple creatures.
Someone said that they asked their brother for an opinion, and they said, you know, you have a lot of Taylor Swift content out there, and I guess for guys, posting about Taylor Swift is sort of the equivalent of them posting about having, about the equivalent of them having those dead fish photos.
On your dating profile as a woman, if you have a picture of yourself and anything to do with Taylor Swift, like an Eras Tour sweatshirt or something at her concert or hint to her lyrics or something, that is the male equivalent to a picture of a guy holding a fish. That's, I was crying. Cite my sources, Garrett, my buddy, he was like making this reference this past weekend. My mind was blown. I was like, that's hilarious. Evidently, that's how a lot of the guys feel. So, let me know your thoughts. I'm off the dating profile, so I don't really know. Nor do I care, but I thought it was funny.
So that was from Winston Hines on TikTok, I guess, that was going around their guy group chat.
So it's not all Swifties, but Swifties do have a name for themselves of being pretty intense people.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see how that could come across as like a little bit of a red flag.
Yeah, and most of her audience is women anyway. So when a guy sees it, I wonder if it's giving off a basic vibe.
Basic vibes, or I could understand if they maybe thought it was the equivalent to like someone who's really, really passionate about it, like Disney. Maybe it gives them like Disney adult vibes, and maybe they think, oh, all she's going to talk about is Taylor Swift, which they're not wrong. So, you know, at least the marketing is doing its job. Another person said that they watched my intro video when I first came to the Burt Show, and I was talking about, like, you know, all the things I'm excited to do in Atlanta and all the things that make me. And they said, I said two things that seem like it could be red flags for men. It said that it might be a red flag that I'm saying I need to trick a man into loving me.
That was funny.
And I was like, satire, hello. Mm-hmm. And that I also mentioned that I've never been in love, and apparently that's a red flag.
I think if I was a dude doing a deep dive on you and one of the videos or audio came up of you saying that you've never been excited for a second date, and if it was in the very beginning when you were embellishing that and you said you've been on 100 dates and never been excited about a second date, as a dude, that would be a red flag for me.
See, I feel like you're impossible to please.
So that's number four on the list.
That's interesting to me, because for me as a guy, I would see that the complete opposite way. Like if I seen a woman that I was attracted to say she'd been on 100 dates and nobody's made her excited for two, it would make me feel like I'm the guy.
Mm-hmm.
See, I would accept the challenge.
So here's what's so interesting about this conversation to me, and I've said it before to you, Abby. People have preferences.
Yeah.
You know, they just have preferences. So there is a guy out there that is going to look at your profile, then he's going to do a deep dive. And every single time he finds something else out about you, because he's your match, it will turn him on more and more and more. If I'm you, I don't do a damn thing to my personality. I don't do a damn thing to my eyebrows. I don't do a damn thing. There is someone out there that fits you perfectly. Don't change anything.
No, I'm not. So I want someone who sees that more as a challenge and less of like, what if she doesn't like me and she's not excited for a second date? Like, I want someone excited about that. And then the last one, which I actually feel like it could be the most valid thing anyone said, but it doesn't mean I'm going to change anything because I'm confident and proud of the decisions that I've made. But somebody said a lot of guys might not like the fact that I endorse a sex shop, essentially, and they
is
might
Adam and Eve?
Yes, Adam and Eve. They might think, oh, well, she's not a good girl, or they're looking for someone a little bit more like, I don't know, squeaky clean. And I'm like, all right, well, if that's turning them off, yeah. I'm laughing all the way to bang.
There's
to
also
bang.
A guy out there that is like, oh, she's an Adam and Eve. That means she's open-minded.
Uh-huh.
There's a sensuality about her.
Sexually
she's
confident. Yes.
Exactly, 100%.
So he's out there.
Yeah.
He just hasn't found you yet.
So we're still looking.
The
search continues.
The search continues.
The Burt Show.